You about names, what's in a name, and the significance of names. And this will take us back to the beginning of the story of creation, specifically the creation of man in Bereishis Perek Beis. The Pasuk says, this is Pasuk Yutes, Vayove el ha'adam liros ma yikrolo, v'chol asher yikrolo ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shmo, v'yikro ha'adam l'shemos l'chol ha'behema l'of ha'shmaim l'chol chayas ha'sode, etc. And according to the Medrash, which is the Psikta de Rav Kahana, there's a deeper meaning to calling a name. And we're going to read the Psikta Kahana in just a moment. And today I hope to get to some insights on the name Moshe from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichrono Livracha, some Chassidisha insights based on the Arizal and the Berach Moshe. Of course, the second book of the five Chumashim is called Sefer Shmos, Eile Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Names. We know that at a bris we give a name, a Misha Berach, after the birth of a girl to give a name. There's a very important psik to the Rav Kahana, but I first want to tell you a little bit of a story, just to indicate how much thought people put into names. And the question was asked to Rav Shach, Zichrono Livracha. A woman was having trouble finding a shidduch, and she went to Meiron, and there she went to daven at the kever of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And during the course of her tefillos, she took upon herself a commitment that if she found her zivug, and if she had a baby boy, the boy would be named Shimon. And sure enough, her prayers were answered. And Baruch Hashem, she found her zivug, and they had a son. The only problem was that her husband's name was Shimon. So what name could she give the child? And she asked Rav Shach, how could she fulfill her neder, her promise, to name her son Shimon under these cases, under these circumstances? And Rav Shach gave her the following recommendation. He said, call your son a name that has the same meaning as the name Shimon. It's similar to the name Shimon. And he suggested the name Shmaya. And both Shmaya and Shimon have a similar meaning. The content makes it a replacement name. And one of the rabbis that told over the story, he was wondering why Rav Shach didn't recommend that she call the baby Bar Yochai. And this way she would have given respect to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And the answer is because she had taken a promise not to name after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but she specifically said she would name Shimon. And what Rav Shach was saying is that the person, the name of a person corresponds, it reflects the essence of a person. We'll go into detail about this today. And the woman would fulfill her vow as close to possible as she possibly could by giving a name that means approximately the same thing as the name Shimon. And the Pasuk tells us that Leah gave the name Shimon because she wanted to indicate that Hashem had responded to her prayers. And that's the Shema of the Shema of Shimon, meaning that Hashem responded, he heard her prayers. And Shmaya reflects the identical idea, even though Shmaya and Shimon are obviously two names, separate names, but nevertheless, since their content is similar, that would be enough to approximate at least the fulfillment of her pledge. And we see something similar in Rashi with regard to the name Zerach. So we'll come to that Rashi in just a minute. First, let me mention to you the Psikta de Rav Kahana about the deeper meaning in names. And the Psikta says the following, B'shosh, B'kesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Livros HaAdam, when man was going to, when Hashem contemplated creating man, Nimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi Ashores V'Yom Lehem Nasa Adam, he consulted with the angels, asking them if indeed man deserves to be created. Amar Lefan Ribono Olamim, Ma Enosh Kisif Kirenu, Uben Adam Kisif Kidenu. Why does man deserve to be born, to be created? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Zesh Ani Vakesh Livros Ba'Olamim Chachmasa Meruba Mishalachem. You think that you're brilliant, the angels. But Hashem says, I'm going to create man that has an intelligence that's superior to yours. He brings all the different species of creations, the behema, the chai, the oaf, in front of the malachi ashares. Amalem, he says to the malachim, Mash mosam shalelu, can you tell me their names? V'lo yu yodim, they didn't know their names. Kevan, Shebara Adam Harishon, Kiryas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behema V'chai V'yof Evirin L'fan V'amalo Mash Mosan Shalelu. The Omar and Adam Harishon was clever enough to figure out the name, the appropriate name for each one of these different kinds of animals. L'zeh no l'koso sus, and again there's deeper meaning in the name sus. L'zeh no l'koso ari, so he had the horse and the lion. Zeh no l'koso gamal, the camel. The Lezen Olikroso Shor, the ox, was called the Shor. Lezen Olikroso Nesher, he had a specific name for the eagle. Lezen Olikroso Chamor, for the donkey. And it just goes on and on and on. Omar lo. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a test. He says, V'ata mashmecha, and what should be the appropriate name for you? Omar lo. So Adam HaRishon responds, Adam. And why the name Adam? Mipneishin Ivresi Minha Adama. I was created from the earth itself, which is called Adama, Adam Minha Adama. Amarlo, and now comes the ultimate test. Uma Anishmi. What is my name? Asks Hashem. Amarlo. Adam responds, Hashem. He says that your name is Ado, and with a noy at the end. Shato Adon. I'll call Briosecha. You are the master of all your creatures. And that's the Psikta Derav Kahana in Perek Dalet. On Vayikra Adam Shemos Lechol HaBeema, the Pasuk that we started with. So this man has been endowed with great Chachma. The human being has the ability to give names which makes his intelligence superior to that of the angels. And these names for everything that surrounds him, and a name for himself, and a name for the Borei Olam, for the Creator himself, this is an amazing intellectual achievement of man. This is the greatness of man that man is endowed with such intelligence. But one thing we see clearly from this medrash for our purposes today, to answer the question, what's in a name, is that there's a great deal of significance and intelligence and wisdom to give a name. And this was sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to undermine the arguments of the Malachim, Ayonosh Kisif Kirenu, Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu. Man is endowed with this wisdom that surpasses that of the Malachim. And it means that calling a name is a reflection of an enormous wisdom, a very high and lofty wisdom that's given only to man insofar as he is a Tzelem Elokim, he was created in the image of God. And basically what's going on with a name is that determining the name is really determining the essence of the thing. When Hashem hears Adam's response, Adam says, this is a sus, this is a chamor, this is a gamal. What's happening here is that the essence of each one of these animals is being determined by the name itself. And there's a sefer called the Beis Yitzchak on Or Chaim. In his introduction, he has a long presentation about the meaning of names. And this is what Adam HaRishon, the crowning glory of Tzelem Elokim, of human mankind and the creation of Hashem, is able to reach this level. in which he can discern the inner essence and the truth about the essence of every single being. He's not just giving them nicknames, he's not just giving them names which are simonim, which are ways of remembering things. It's not just a Tommy, a Steve, and a Larry. This is the identification of the essence of what it's all about. And as I mentioned before, man is able to give a name to himself. And that name, Adam, alludes to the essence of man's inner spirit, his inner soul. And it connects man to the worlds above. Adam reflects on the potential of man. He's like the Adama that can produce. And the question I want to raise with you today is that when parents give a child a name, and Baruch Hashem, my wife and I were zocheh to do this a number of times. Others have done it numerous times. How do the parents know what name to give the child? How do they come up with a name that should reflect on the essence and the personality, the soul of that child? They don't even know the child. This should be begetet talumos v'nistaros kol chai. And I want to quote to you here, and it's been quoted in the Berach Moshe and other Sfarim, an insight, a gewaldig chiddush of the Arizal. He has a work that's called the Shar HaGilgulim. I'm not going to recommend that you read it, but this particular paragraph is amazing. And he writes that when a person is born and his parents give them a name, it's not just a decision of the parents that's random, that's uncontrolled, it's bakroy, to use his language. No, it's much more than that. Because at the moment that the parents, bestow the name, they are experiencing some sort of ha'ora min ha'shamayim, some sort of divine light, so to speak. It's a gilui, it's some sort of revelation that reflects on the future of that child and on the essence of the neshama of that child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts into the mouths of the parents that name that's necessary to reflect the soul of the child. And here the Arizal quotes the pasuk Asher Sam Shemos Ba'aretz, which literally translates "He who has put names into the land," but on the land means on the earth. He puts the names into the mouths of the parents. And the Arizal writes, there's some sort of concept called the Adam HaElyon, the heavenly man, if you will. And there is an Aver, there's some sort of a limb in that Adam, HaElyon, Asher Mimenu Chutzav, and his soul is constructed from that Aver. And the shame, the name that's given to the child, is in some sense corresponds to that Aver that is individual, that is the individual Aver of the Adam HaElyon of that particular, for that particular individual who's created from that Aver. And he writes, Vashem Azen Nirsham Lamala Bekise HaKavod, and the name itself, which determines, and again, I don't know if I want to use the word determines, but certainly is going to have an impact on the soul of a person. That itself, the Kriyat Shem, creates a Roshem Lamala in the Kisei HaKavod. It has some sort of impact in the higher spheres in the Holy Throne. So that the name is the essence of the neshama, of the spiritual soul and personality, and moreover, that is the absolute shem hechrefi. That's the name that the child must have. Hanochutz l'nishmas hayelet, and the neshama of the child desperately needs that name. Umaloso gvoa kol kach ad kidei kach shesham zenir shemayla kisakovet, and the great lofty significance of that name, that status of the name for the neshama, is reflected in the fact that that name is inscribed on the very heavenly throne in the Kisei HaKov Lamala. So what's the goal and what's the function of a name? The name somehow has an impact on the person and the future of the person. And therefore the Arizal says, L'kach Omru Chazal Shma Gorum. There's a statement in Chazal that the name itself determines things. And the Gemara goes on to tell us a story about Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Rabbi Meir, Davi Bodki Bishma. When they came in contact with people and they wanted to investigate the people, they would investigate their names. And that's how they knew, and that's how it revealed the essence of the person, their very nature, based on their names. And therefore says the Ari, Im Hoya Ha'adam Mishane Shmo, if a person would change his name, Hare Mahuso Vakoros also Yishtanu, his essence itself would be changed. And all the episodes in his life are going to change. And therefore we have to be very careful about changing a name. It's not a simple matter. This we're going to study in the Berach Moshe, B'li Neder, as we go along. It's interesting that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Shinui Shem Goreim L'Kro Gzar Din. You see the influence of a name, that if you change the name, it could change the decree that was issued by the heavenly courts regarding this person whose name is now being changed. And on the pasuk, Sarai Ishtecha Lo Tikare Shma Sarai Ki Sara Shma, Hashem says that you have to change the name Avram of your wife Sarai to Sarah. That's another indication of the significance of the name. And right after that it says, Ubeirachti Osav Gamnasati Mimeno L'cha Ben. In the original name of Sarai, which reflects the future of an Akara woman that's barren, cannot bear children, but now with the name change to Sarah, Hashem says, I will bless you and she will bring you a son. Mikan nirish kasher hoya shma Sarai hi lo yolda, but ulam im shino ishma l'sara oz hi tishtana. There's a change in the very future of this person of Sarai to become Sarah, and now she can have a child Yitzchak. And even in our time today, I have to tell you, there are rabbis who are experts. They have kabbalas on shemos, not just in order to clarify the spelling of a name, but moreover to know exactly what name could help the child or help the individual if you change the name. And there are many, many stories about this, that a name change could help a person, and these chachamim, these rabbanim know exactly what would be an appropriate substitute name to change the name. And very often we find that names are given in order to be mitzayin, in order to make a memory or a sign for all times of a ma'ora culture of some event that took place. And this is based on Chazal. The Medrash tells us in Breishis Rabbah, Parashat Lamed Zayin, Om Rav Yossi, Harishonim Ayim Akirim Yichuseyim. The earlier generations knew exactly who their Yichus was. They could trace back their lineage, Hayu Motziim, Shmam Al Shem HaMa'ora, and they would call their names because of choose the name that was appropriate because of an event that took place, a very important event. Aval Anu She'enon HaMakirim Yichuseinu. We're not careful about our yichus. We cannot trace our lineage. Onu motzim l'shem avoseinu. The best that we can do, says Rabbi Yossi, is to give a name for our parents or our grandparents, because that we know. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Shayu Rishonim Ishtamshim Ruach Hakodesh Mamish Kedei Lahamtzi Shem Al Ma'ora Mesuyam. He says, Rabbi Shimon says, in the earlier generations, they were able, based on Ruach HaKodesh, some sort of prophecy or divine revelation, to decide which name would be appropriate to give based on a historical episode that happened at that time. Ulam anu, but we on the other hand, ein banu ruach hakodesh. How do we give names? Nosdim shem kishem avosein. And the best we can do is give names after the ancestors that we know their names and they departed. And there's a sefer called Tosfos Rabbi Yudah Chassid LeBrachos, included in the Bracha Meshuleshes sefer on Brachos Limzayinam and Beis, and he writes, Minag HaTanoim HaYilikro Al Shem Ziknehem. Even back in the times of the Tanoim, names were given based on the grandparents, like we do now. And the Torah Tmima explains in Breish Islamid Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, he says, Mikeman she'anu noyim v'nodim begolus, we move around in the diaspora from place to place, roi lanu lizkar hishtalshalus yichus oros. We should try the best that we can to connect to earlier generations. And we do that through name giving. And this is codified in a sefer called Mishnah Lochos, a contemporary sefer, that Shem Avosav Adiv Gamal Shem Rabbo, that there's a certain significance, that should give precedence. The significance of giving a name Al Shem Avosav takes precedence to giving the name Al Shem Rabbo. And in fact, Reb Chaim Konevsky is famous for saying that he doesn't like the name Shira, and he was asked to daven for a young girl who had the name Shira, and he pointed out that this name doesn't exist and you should change it. Again, I can't tell you that I would find this amongst the poskim that I'm familiar with, but just to know how significant a name is, Reb Chaim Konevsky, as one of the experts, if not the expert on names, will tell you whether your name is a name or is not a name. And again, we might have a discussion here about non-Jewish names in this context. I know my father was very machpin not to give a non-Jewish name. All our names, all my siblings, were given Jewish names, not Loazi names. And this really requires a separate study, that one of the reasons Chazal say the Bnei Yisrael were merited the redemption from Egypt is because Lo Shinu Eshma, you know, they maintain their Hebrew names. And there are many people who come to different countries in the diaspora, and they change their name, they pick up non-Jewish names. That's not something that we can necessarily recommend. In any event, I wanted to study with you the Berach Moshe, and it's a very excellent source for quoting Chassidus Torah. And he writes, this is at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, about the significance, the erech of Shemos B'nei Yisrael, the Godel HaErech. And he writes that the name itself is the Shoresh Neshama. It reflects the source of the Neshama, as we discussed before in the Arizal, in the Adam HaShamaymi and his Neshama, and Makar Chiyusom. Not only that, the name itself is the source for the breath of life that sustains a human being. And here he quotes Rabbi Yechiel Michal Mizlachov, one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, who says that when we change the name of a person because Rachmanot Tzani is ill, we should be very, very careful. The person who should tell us and guide us as to how to change the name of a chole should be an Adam Shekol Maisa Beruach HaKodesh. Again, this is a statement that goes back a while, but to think that you have to go find a person who is endowed with this Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and he is the only one who can teach you how to change the name. Why? Because the name that was given to this person at his birth, Rubo Kekulo Mizdame Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was given as a kind of prophetic revelation from Hashem, Kasher Hu Shmo L'Malo, because that's the name of the person upstairs, meaning in the Neshama, in the Makar of the Adam Shamayim. And not only that, that name is Chiyusa Shel Adam Kol Yomav. That person has been given a name, and that name is the source of life. It's that which sustains him. You know, this Chol is in a very precarious situation. If you can take away his name, you might just do him under. And on the contrary, you need that the Chol is in desperate need of strength and support. He's in such a precarious situation, so tenuous. That which sustains him, which is, as we said before, the Makar Chiyuso, is his name. And if you're changing that name, you might be cutting him off Hashem from Makar Chiyuso. So when he needs Chizuk, what are you doing? If you undermine and invalidate his name, is nishar below machzik hachayus achiyushalo, that which holds on to his chiyus is completely gone, is completely cut off. And therefore, when the pasuk says kol asher yikralo adam nefesh chayahu shmo, and that was the pasuk that we began with, it means the name itself is the source for the nefesh chaya, for the chiyus of the person, hu shmo v'chiyuso b'emes. And therefore, we should be careful that name changes. The Berach Moshe quotes other sources that if you're adding a name, that's not so precarious, because you're not removing the old name that gives him chiyus, you're only adding new chiyus and new chizuk. So we're not talking about a total name change in which we replace the name, but rather an additional name, and now he has two names. And he quotes again the Arizal, when a father gives a name to his son at the time of the Bris Milah, that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmino L'Piv. And here I want to quote to you a Sfas Emes at the beginning of the Torah in Parashas Bereishis. He speaks about a kind of prophecy that comes to the father of the boy at the time of the Bris Milah. And he goes even further. He speaks about the name that's given to a girl. And let me just see if I can quote to you the language here inside. Just give me a second here. All right, we'll see it a little bit later. I don't want to slow us down at this point, because it's a very important insight in the Sfas Emes with regard to giving names to not just to boys but to girls as well. And he says, just to summarize again, I don't have the quote in front of me, that at the Bris Milah, Eliyahu Navi, the prophet Eliyahu, is present. And what's so significant about Eliyahu being there at the Bris Milah? He is going to be the conduit to reveal through prophecy to the father of the boy what name he should choose. At the time of a girl, when a girl is being named, there too there's a similar prophecy brought to the father through Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, if you take the gematria of the name Eliyahu, you will find that it equals 52. Because the Lamed is a 30, the Yud makes it up to 40, and you've got the Aleph and the Vav and the He, and that takes you another 12 to 52. Now, if you take the word Ben, a child, that's also Bet Nun 50, 52, and Ben, the word Ben, also means the nefesh of a person, so that Eliyahu is going to reveal the nefesh of the ben, and this is all the number 52. And it makes sense that Eliyahu, insofar as he represents that number, that ben, he will be there present to bring the prophecy from Hashem to the parents to give the accurate name, the appropriate name. And you can find a remez to this in the pasuk V'kol Asher Yikra Lo HaAdam. If you take the first letters and you just juggle them around, V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam, which is again going back to the pasuk that we started with here. V'chol asher yikra lo ha'adam, you have the vav and the aleph, the yud, the lamed and the hey. Those are all the letters of the name Eliyahu. And if you take the pasuk at the end of that pasuk, which says nefesh chaya hu, the gematria of nefesh chaya hu is identical to the gematria of navi, of a prophet, who shmo has the same gematria as ratzon, because it's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, that this newborn child should have this name, hu shmo. That's his name, that's the ratzon of Hashem. And the nefesh chaya hu, which is a gematria for Navi and an allusion to Eliyahu, Eliyahu is going to be the conduit to bring that prophecy to the parents to bestow the correct name. And if we go back to the Berach Moshe and continue in his presentation in Sefer Shmos, he tells a story that happened to the Hasidish Rebbe, the Shinova. And there was a man who had a son, and he wanted to get the guidance of the Shinova as to what name he should call his son. But the Rebbe refused to give it that. And he says that you don't have to worry, because the name that you give as a father is the name that's revealed to you, Min HaShamayim. But nevertheless, this father was not comfortable about it, Lo Nochadaito, and therefore he asked that he asked that the Shamish should Yaftir Esarav HaKadosh Mishinova, please beg him that Al Kriyas Hashem Yodiol Ezer Dilug Rav, please send some sort of a messenger to tell me what name I should give it to Bris. And then the Yom HaBris came and no messenger came from Shinova. They brought the child into the Bris of Avraham Avinu, and the father gave him the name Moshe. After the Bris, a messenger came from the Shinova, and he told them that the Rav HaKadosh, the holy rabbi, Tzivo Likros Hashem Yeled Moshe. So out of the, I don't know how many millions of possible names, Moshe is a popular name, but still, statistically, what are the chances that he would give that name Moshe? And that was the name that the Shinova came up with. It means it's all Min HaShamayim. And he doesn't stop here. He quotes the Bnei Yisoschar, which is one of the most famous classical sfarim in Chassidus, that Paro had a plan when he changed Yosef's name to Tzoftas Panech. He had a plan when he changed the shame of the Mialdos, which was Yocheved, Miriam. He changed their names to Shifra and Pua, because he knew that by changing these names, which are holy names, these people will be Sarla Mashma'uso. They will accept his dominion and all his commands. V'yifruku ol Torah mitzvahs. Instead of following their religion of Torah mitzvahs, they would follow his orders. But nevertheless, the people of Israel never accepted Paro, and they never changed the name. And on this incident regarding Yosef not changing his name, and Shifra and Pua and Yocheved and Miriam not changing their names, Chazal say, the Elish Mos B'nai Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayma, and it says, B'nai Yisrael, these are the names of B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael Nifkidu, these are the B'nai Yisrael, Pirushi Yotzim Mitzrayim, B'yosim Shema Shebolisham, they never change their names. Because the name is so essential to sustain the Kedusha, the sanctity of that individual. And it reflects the very essence of that individual, and therefore we don't allow name changes. And that sheds a light on the opening pasuk and say, for Shmos, V'yelu Shmos B'nei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim, Nishtabchu Yisrael Loshinu Eshmosam V'yosam Eretz Mitzrayim. This is the great merit of Israel, that they didn't change their names during the hundreds of years they were in Mitzrayim. And Lechora, when you think about it, what's so great about this? My mal yusik of Ishmoseim, why so much significance on the names? Valo gam umasolam yeshlem shemos, there are names that the non-Jewish population have, and they take on these names. But the answer is, Chazal say that Nimshu Yisrael Kochovim, Shenemar Lechulam, Shemos, Vishem Yikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'atzmo Kori Lehem Shemos. God gives names to the heavenly celestial bodies, the Kochovim, and God gives names to the individual members of Klal Yisrael, v'cheinu adover tzal b'nei Yisrael, nekroam b'shmoseyem al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmam, asher hu megala l'chol echad mi'Yisrael es Hashem asher yikro l'bno anolad lo kefi shoresh shorsho shel ha'odom bi'olam ha'elyon. So again, emphasizing the same mahalach that we saw in the Ari, that the names are given through a prophetic divine inspiration. These are the names that come, because these names really reveal the essence of every individual and the shoresh of the soul in Olam HaElyon. And that's what it's all about over here. This is an amazing piece. Now, I want to talk to you about Rav Moshe Feinstein, because he has a tshuva in a few different places. So in Igros Moshe Evan Ezer, Rav Moshe writes, Yesh Tzorach Gadol B'Kriyas Hashem. It's very important to give a child a name. He implies he shouldn't delay that process. Yesh Bazer Rotzam HaTorah, it's clearly a fulfillment to the will of the Torah, L'Klo Shem Bonov, Heim Beben, Heim Bas. And later on in the tshuva, he says, "Ulay hayatzivu me'Hashem yisvah." It could be that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to give a name. And where do we see such a thing? A commandment from Hashem. It was given to Adam HaRishon, "Sheyikra Shemos Lekula V'Afalish Tochavin Etztav Al Kach." He was commanded to give names to different animals, etc. And he was commanded to even give a name to his wife, Chava. And therefore, he says, "Kriyas Shem U'Kviyas Mahuso B'Yisrael." He notes that the name sets the true essence of the child in Israel. And he says, therefore we say in a bris milah, or also at the time we give a name for a girl, v'ikare shmo or shmo b'Yisrael. B'Yisrael meaning to include that individual into Klal Yisrael. So it's a connection to the people of Israel. Ki be'emes afshe kol dover ba'olam yesh lo shem b'atzmuso mikol makom shem shmo shel adam koveas mahus nafsho shmo shel kol adam Yisrael harei u'kviyus shem v'yachas b'toras ha'uma Yisraelis. So the name itself determines a relationship to the Uma, and that's why it's B'Yisrael. So we're determining the essence of the individual and the individual's chelek, his portion in the Ummah and the chosen people, Mahuso Bekal Yisrael, and his essence in Knesset Yisrael. And that's what we see in the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, a very great significance to giving a name. Now, what we want to learn is a statement of in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, and maybe we'll get to see some of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, and perhaps get a glimpse into the relationship between a name and a husband-wife relationship. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hei, speaks about a baby that died, Rachman Litzlan, before it reached its eighth day. So it didn't have a bris milah, and it didn't have live to get a name. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if the child is a male that died before its bris milah, then Malin also Al Kivro, he's circumscribed. They got no shame, and they give him a name at the gravesite. L'zecher shirachmu olav min hashamayim, in order that Hashem should have mercy. This is all based on the rush in Moed Katan, who in turn bases himself on Rav Nachshon Gaon, one of the Gaonim. So this is in the third perek of Moed Katan. And he says, Shirach Mo'ed Min HaShemayim V'yichye V'tchiyas HaMeisim. This mercy from heaven will guarantee that he'll live again at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Yakir Ha'ov Bibno V'Ben Yakir's Oviv. There's an amazing statement here that the infant will know his father and his father will know the infant. They'll recognize each other. And if you take a look at the super commentary on the Rosh in Moed Katan, namely the Karmen Sanel, he writes there in Sifkatan Chaf, Shal Yidei Shmo Yah Yenuko Nikar Oviv Yodeh Shehu Lo Yeled Shohaya Shmo Kach V'Kach. The father knows that he had a child that had that name, Umakiro Kibno, and he'll recognize him as his son. Gama ben Makiris Oviv Shemisyaches Elof, and the child will know that this is his father and he's related to his father. So this is a Kabbalah from the time of the Gaonim, that only through the Kriya Shem will there be some sort of closeness and recognition between the child and the father. And this certainly emphasizes the significance of a name, Shem Nochutz, it's very important. He now relates to his father, and through his father he's linked to Klal Yisrael, through his father's father, etc., all the way back to Avram Avinu. Because the child is now connected through his father back to Avram Avinu, therefore he'll be Zoche to Tchias HaMeisim. Okay. Now, let's see where we could go from here. We want to speak about the moment in which a name is given, and if you take a look at the Rokeach, who wrote, he composed the Siddur HaTfilah of Rokeach, in the Birchas HaMilah, he says, Lama ein korin lenar shem ki im b'yom HaMilah. Why do we wait until the day of his Bris Milah to give a name? Lefishlo nikra Avram Avraham ki b'shas miloso. That Avraham was given his final name, his name changed at the time of his Mila. And even though it says with regard to Adam Rishon, Vayikra Shmam Adam biyom hibaram, on the very day of his creation, Mali biyom hibaram karam im ela kodim shenivres Chava lohaya Adam sholim shenivres Chava karo Adam. According to the Rokeach, it would seem, if I read this correctly, if I understand it correctly, is that what's going on is that before Chava was born, was created, man was not sholim. So it means that there's a creation, a moment of creation, when a human being, in this case Adam Rishon, comes into existence, but then the completion, the clincher of that creation comes a little bit later. And whenever the clincher, the hashlama, the perfection of that creation comes into, becomes reality, that's when the name is given. Not in the initial creation, but at the hashlama. And the hashlama of Adam Rishon was the creation of Chava. Until Chava was created, Adam did not have his name. So when it says Vayikra Shmam Adam, and it says Biyom Hibaram, this is a reference to a time period that's later than the actual creation of Adam Arishon, when Chava was created. That's when man reaches his shlemus. And this touches on the relationship between names and marriage. So again, our premise is twofold. Number one, our first premise is that the name itself reflects the essence of the individual. And number two, therefore, the name should be connected with the Hashlamas HaYitzira, the moment in which there's a completion of that creation. That's when a person is capable of reaching his essence. And that's when the name which reflects his essence is given. When man is still in a state of sort of a golem, his Yitzira is not complete, he's only in a sense raw material, then it's premature to give him his name. So when Adam HaRishon completed his Yitzira, when Chava was created, then he was called Adam. And therefore we understand that the proper time to give a name for a father to give a name to his son is B'Shas Mil, because at that moment, says the Rokeach, there's Hashlamas HaYitzira, when a man becomes an Adam Sholem, as we said before, through the bris, he's entering into the Kahal Adas Yisrael. And therefore, we do not give a name to a child while the child is in an embryonic stage. That's premature. Now, there's a Sefer called Kloli HaMila. And he writes the reason why we give the name to the baby only after the Mila, but not before the Mila, is because up until that time, the child has a name, so to speak. His name is Orel. Orel means tuma. Orel means cherpa. That contamination, that incompletion. Now, after the Mila, we have to change his name in order to praise the individual, give him a name of purity and sanctity, like the name of his forefathers. And from whence do we learn that we give the name to the child at the time of the Bris Milah? We learn it from Avraham Avinu, whose name was changed to Avraham at the moment of his Milah. Now, there are times in which we give a name to a child in order to facilitate prayer on behalf of the child, or for that matter, even an adult who's sick. But Hashem Kodesh, we do not give until the Bris Milah. So it comes out that according to the Kloli HaMilah, which is authored by Rabbi Yaakov HaGozer, he writes, and this is on page 95, that Yesh Lefam Shenos Nilatinok Shem Al Menas Sheyuchlu L'spal Ol Mishum Shu Chole Ach Shem Kadosh I Efshal Oseis Lo Me'achash Adayin Lo Nitan Laroch Lo Bris Milah. So we have to give him a name so that we can be mispal for him even before his Bris Milah. But the real, genuine, holy Shem Kadosh that we give him is only with the Bris Milah. Nira Shenitan Gam La'amshich Al Shem Anivchar V'likro Gam Bris Milah Bos Hashem. The author of the Kloli HaMilah allows you to take that name that you gave before the Bris Milah and give it to the child at the Bris Milah. Now, what about the case of a child that's already born Mahul? He will have what's called Hatofes Dam Bris, but that's not a real Bris. And therefore, the question is when to give him the name. According to the Medrash Seichel Tov in Parshas Lech Lecha, with regard to such a baby, is from the moment that we see that he's clearly Mahul, we can give him a name in front of Asarim Yisrael. We can gather together 10 Jews and give him a name. If there are no 10 Jews around, then at least get 2 Jews and give him a name. When we see Bazu, Kavu Loseis Lo Eshmo B'Shas HaBris, he says that the reason why we give a name at the time of a Bris is because we have a large gathering of people. And that's a halach of pirsum, of publicizing. We want to publicize his name. And the reason for giving the name at the time of the bris is because of pirsum, not the way we saw it before in the Rokeach, because of the Hashlama, because of the fact that his tzura and his yitzira initially was incomplete, and we want to wait to give him a name until his completion. But rather, the first moment to give the name is the bris, because that's when people are gathered and it becomes public. When should we give a name to a daughter? Now, before we answer that question, let me go back to Yoredeya. And we mentioned the Mechaber in Simon Reish Samach Gimel. Let's look at Reish Samach, and there we see the Drisha in Sifkat and Beis. He writes that giving a name to a girl is similar to giving a name to a boy at his bris milah, and it was actually a custom way back when, says the Yoredeya, that if there was a Sheva Brachas and a Bris, the Chassam, before he went to his own Sheva Brachas, would join the Kehila to attend the Bris first, and only then go to the Sheva Brachas. And if there was a Sheva Brachas and the naming of a new girl, the Chassam would first join the Kehila, visit the parents, and be there for the ceremony of naming the baby girl before he went to the Sheva Brachas. And again, as we said before, entering into Klal Yisrael through the Bris is clinched by giving the name. The name is Yikar Shmo Bi Yisrael, connects him to Yisrael. And in the case of a girl, she becomes part of the community of Israel. And before a Chassan could go to his own Sheva Brachos, he should be part of this act. He's a member of the Kehila. The Kehila should be reaching out to this baby and inviting the baby, so to speak, whether it's a boy or girl, to join the Kahal. That's even more significant than a Sheva Brachos. And the Chassan should delay, if necessary, postpone his appearance at the Sheva Brachos in order to join the Kehila for this very significant, this very prominent moment. There's a Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yutes that seems to indicate that Avraham Avinu, when he subjects all his descendants to Bris Milah, he takes them out of Gehenna. And if he sees someone who's not Mahul, he's not circumcised, he doesn't recognize him as Jewish. And it means that Milah is the entry into the community of Israel. That's the first sign, the Oz Bris, between Avinu Shemayim and the child. And the giving of a name for a newborn baby really defines the relationship between the baby and Klal Yisrael, determining his essence, and to determine that intimate relationship to Klal Yisrael. And that's the Kari Shmo B'Yisrael, as we said earlier. So therefore, the giving of a name is critical. It's a crucial part of the Bris Milah. The Bris Milah and the giving of the name together form one entity of defining the essence, determining the essence of the child, and clinching the relationship between the child and Knesset Yisrael. And therefore giving a name to a newborn girl has a similar impact, defining her and determining her entry into the Kahal Yisrael. If it's appropriate to give a name to a newborn girl, and it has the same status, the same priority as that of a Bris. And just like we saw that a Bris has priority over Sheva Brachos, so too, giving a name to a newborn girl has priority over Sheva Brachos. That's what we're saying. Now, before we conclude our presentation, there are two things that I want to take care of here. One is that, just one second, again, here I found the language of the Drisha that I indicated before. He says, Anu Nogim Lasos Sha'anoshim Yilavus HaChoson in Ba'oso Yom Yosa Shabbos Yeshna Gam Tinoka Sha'omer L'Kos L'Shem Amur L'Kos L'Shem Holchin Amlav M'Roshim HaChoson V'Kal L'Besa Sha'atinokas. And the reason for this is Kriya Shem Itzal Abbas, he bimko bris mila, shebo korim shem leben, l'chein chashivusa kodemis l'choson. And that's what we saw. That's what we saw before Yikaro Shmei Oshma Bi Yisrael, to connect the person to Kedushas Kal Yisrael. Now, what about the name Golda? Okay, and people give the name Zahava instead of the name Golda, because Zahava is the translation of Golda. You know, this is an issue. People change names and they want to give names. I'll shame somebody, but so we said before, if you recall, that Rav Elazar Menachem Shach gave the name Shmaya instead of Shimo, because both these names have the same meaning. So perhaps here too, the name Zahava, insofar as it has the same meaning as the name Golda, would serve as a substitute for the name Golda. Because again, we're talking about the essence of a person is reflected in the name. And therefore Shimon, which reflects the fact that Hashem Shoma L'Tfilos, and Shmaya means the same exact thing. We find something interesting, and I hinted at it at the beginning of that discussion. This is a Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, that when the Torah delineates the names of the children, the sons of Pinchas, so it says over there, let me get this out, it says that the name of the son of Pinchas is Zerach. Now that's a little bit strange, because even though in Pinchas his name is Zerach, and the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yigimel, Sefer Bamidbar, it says, L'Zerach, Mishpachas Hazarchi. Now, if you go back to Sefer Bereishis, we don't find the name Zerach in the list of the sons of Shimon. Instead, we find the name Sochar. So Rashi in Pinchas says that Zerach is that very same son of Shimon whose name is Sochar, or Tzachar. And Rashi says that Tzachar is Miloshen Tzohar, and the word Tzohar means light or shining, and that's what Zerach means, you know, when the Shemesh is Zoreach. If you take a look in the Tshuvas of Rashba, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Beis, he also writes similar to Rashi. He says, V'Parshas Va'era Yochin V'Tzohar, V'Parshas Pinchas Hiflich Tzohar B'Zorach. He says, V'Fisha Tzohar Loshen Noga V'Lovan. It means a shining light, a giving light. Something that gives light is called Noga. And Kitzemer Tzohar, V'Zorach Loshen Noga, and Zorach means the same as Tzohar or Tzohar. Is therefore, says the Rashba, L'fichaklo hikpida ha-Torah b'shmiras ha-mila, the Torah is not concerned about the word itself, elakevet shenishma ha-kavana, if the intention, the meaning of the word is maintained, hukan gam loshen noga ve'or, that's enough. And that's sufficient. Now before we go on, as I said before, there are two things that I wanted to talk to you about. One is the relationship between names and marriage, because the pasuk here in Bereishis Beis, pasuk Chav, says that Uli Adam lo matza ezer kenegdo, that Adam could not find a helpmate. And it's very interesting that pasuk of Uli Adam lo matza ezer kenegdo is really the sefer, the pasuk that we've been dealing with, Vayikra Adam Shemos. So what's the connection between Shemos, giving names, and the fact that Adam could not find for himself a helpmate? It's not evident. So perhaps the explanation is in the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Gimel. It says that Adam tried to have a relationship, he tried to mate with all the different creatures that were created by God, but he was not satisfied until he tried having a relationship with Chava, and that's when he gave her the name Isha, right? Kimi Ish Lukov, that she's taken from a man. So he found a mate, and then he gave her a name. Again, name calling and finding a mate is connected to each other. In other words, when man and woman unite in marriage, it's essential that the woman become a part of man. That's the hashlam of man. When Adam gives names to all the creatures and he determines their essences, one after the other respectively, he found that none of them reflected an essence that was part of himself. It's only when he found, when Chava was brought to him and he gave her a name to determine her essence because she was part of him. She was suitable as a mate. Her essence was an Isha because she was taken from the Ish. They were first formed together, the Gemara tells us, and then later they were separated. The tikkun was to return to their roots by uniting as one. And Adam HaRishon finds his essence in Chava, and he gives her the name because now she's suitable as a mate. She has the same essence that he does, and her essence will link up and form a unity with his essence. And therefore they are rooted, their roots are one, and they join together as one entity. And finally, the last thing I wanted to add here is from Chaim Shmulevitz. The pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, it says Vayikra Moshe, and there's a statement in the Medrash Rabbah right there at the beginning of Vayikra. Eser Shemos Nikrolo Moshe. Moshe had 10 names. We're not going to go through all of them. Yered and Chaver, Yukusiel, Avigdor, Avi Socho, Avi Zanoah, many, many names. And each one of the names has significance to it. Yered, for example, Fisha Horid. Horidus HaTorah Milamal Lamato, Avigdor Avim Shel Godrim, Chaveh Shechibras Abonim Lavim Shebeshamayim Avi Socho, Avim Shel Nevim Shesochu Baruch HaKodesh. And the Medrash goes on to explain how each one of the names reflects something that's essential about Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the shame describes and defines the essence of a person, or the essence of an object. And we find in Chazal, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that the Malach HaShoyis were not capable of giving names to the animals. Adam HaRishon was. And Adam HaRishon was able to give animals because he was able to discern the essence of each animal and each species. And then he gives an essence, a name that reflects the essence of himself, and the name of Adnus, the Adon Kol, the master of the universe, Hashem. This is the Chachma of Kriya Shem. It's a Chachma El Yona. It's a Chachma that supersedes that of the Malachim, as we said, because the name reflects the essence of a person or of a thing. And in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was such a multifaceted individual. His personality was so complex that it wasn't sufficient to give him one name. He had to have 10 different names to express his greatness. And Chazal say in the Medrash of Vayikra Rabbah, Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chayecha, Mikol HaShemos Sheyesh Lecha, Eini Korecha Ela B'Shem Shekarascha Batya Basparo Vatikra Shmo Moshe, and therefore Vayikra El Moshe. And let's ask two questions, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Number one, why is this name chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically singled out, when each one of the other names reflect the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? So why dafka the name Moshe? And secondly, why does the Medrash emphasize that this name is beloved to Hashem? God chooses this name for Moshe because this was the name given by Batya Bas Paro when she saved Moshe from the waters of the Nile. Vatikra Shmo Moshe. Vatomer Ki Min Amayim Mishisihu. This is a pasuk in the second chapter of Shmos. And Mishisihu is Moshe, that she pulls him out of the waters of the Nile. That is the name that she gives. And the Medrash says, indicates that because she gave that name at that moment, that's why Hashem prefers that name. So here Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a gevaldige chiddush, and he wants to say that Mishisaso Shel Moshe Ramayim, when she pulls Moshe, Basya Bas Paro pulls Moshe out of the water, that was a mesirus nefesh of Batya. She violated her father's very command in order to save a Jewish boy, a Jewish child. And Reb Chaim says that because the Hatzol of Moshe was done through a mice of Mesirus Nefesh, the power of Mesirus Nefesh that energy force enters into the very goof and nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. Har Mesiris Nefesh is what penetrates and engenders into Moshe Rabbeinu his ability to Mesiris Nefesh. Why is Moshe always Moshe Nefesh? Because she was Moshe Nefesh, and that's all indicated and reflected in the name Moshe. Minamayim Shisisu, that she sacrificed, she was willing to put her life on the line to save Moshe. That's gonna reflect the essence of Moshe, that he too will put his life on the line for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and that's the name Moshe. And that's why Moshe is chosen by Hashem, it's beloved to Hashem, it indicates and reflects the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rav Chaim Shulevitz, based on this chiddush, goes on and on to show and to indicate that whenever a chesed is done to a makabel, to some recipient, that recipient himself becomes endowed with the mid of chesed. Chazal say on the pasuk in Devarim Zayin, V'shamar Hashem Elokecha l'chos ha'bris v'sachesed Yerushalmi kamen sholosh matonis tovus nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael rachmonim b'yishonim v'gom l'chassonim g'om l'chassonim minayin d'chsiv V'shamar Hashem Elokecha l'chos ha'bris v'sachesed. Very strange. The Yerushalmi wants to prove that the essence of a Jew is that he's a g'om l'chesed. How does the Yerushalmi establish that thing? Because it says V'shamar Hashem l'chos ha'chesed, that Hashem does chesed to you, to the people of Israel, therefore we become endowed with the mid of chesed. What does that mean? Just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with Klal Yisrael chesed, that's a remez that the mid of the essence and the quality that defines the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, both collectively and individually, is that of chesed? The answer is because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with Yisrael midas chesed, that chesed becomes absorbed, that mid, that attribute of goodness and kindness and compassion becomes absorbed into the very fiber, into the very heart of Klal Yisrael. That Hagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yisrael in Chesed is the greatest matan of the Midas HaChesed, which endows us, having been the recipients of that Chesed, with the Mid of the attribute of Chesed. That's one of the three greatest gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, as the Yerushalmi says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the name Moshe amongst all the names that Moshe has, because what is and what defines the essence of a leader of Israel? What do we expect from a Manig B'Yisrael? It's Mesiris Nefesh, to be Moshe Nefesh for every single individual member of the Kehillah of Klal Yisrael. The name Moshe testifies to that Tchuna. And so when that Chassidus younger man gave his son the name Moshe, and then the Shinova sent a message, he got the okay, it's because he wanted to show that this child is, how should I say, is born for greatness. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Roeh, the shepherd of Klal Yisrael. He's the Manig of the door because he's the Roeh. He cares, he worries for every single individual. He wants to make sure that every individual is taken care of and all his needs are tended to. And that's why Yoshua is chosen to replace Moshe. As the Pasuk says, Ish asher ruach bo, Rashi says, Yolcho hal kineged rucho shkol echa v'echad. And what that means is that it's not sufficient for Yoshua as the leader of Klal Yisrael to have an impact in a general sense on the generation, but rather he has to make sure that the anhaga, that his leadership and his behavior has to be fit for the individual. It has to be custom and tailor-made for each yachid. The ofen prati lufi rucho v'kocho. That's isha sharuach bo sheyachol ala keneged rucho shekol echa v'echa. There are so many manhiga that we know of that relate to the klal, but they don't relate to the yachid, to the individual. And that's the meat of Moshe Rabbeinu. He cares about the individual. He is chosen to be the Redeemer of Israel, the Golem Shel Yisrael, the Manhigim Shel Yisrael, because Vayetze El Echav Vayar B'Sivlosam. And the Chazal tell us in Shmos Rabba, Hayoroa B'Sivlosam Uboche. He saw the suffering of the Jewish people and he cried. He broke out in tears. He couldn't contain himself. The Omer. And he declared, Chavali Aleichem, Mi Yitein Mosi Aleichem, I would give my life for you. She'ein lecha melacha kosha mimelechas atit, Vayinosin ksefa misayel lecha lechad v'yechad, Vayar v'sivlosam. Rashi says, Nosan eina v'libo lios meitzar alem, for each individual. That's the Mesiris Nefesh, that's the care and the compassion, the concern of a manik for every single individual. That's the name Moshe, the Mesiris Nefesh, that begins with the act of Basi Basparo. She names him Moshe because that defines his personality. Yirat Zomei Vizocha, to give names to our children through the Ruach HaKodesh, and that name should reflect the Adama Elyon, the essence of the Neshama, to give names that link us to our communities and back to Avraham Avinu, who was at the time that his Hashlama took place, he was given the name Avraham. We all have this ability to give names and to bring our sons and our daughters into the Kiyuah of Klal Yisrael. That is our glorious task. We are being guided by a Ruach HaKodesh, as the Ari that says, that comes from Lamala, from the higher worlds. And in that sense, we continue to propagate, we continue to add new neshamas to replace those neshamas that never have been taken away from us, and we're seeing it happen. It's going to be a replacement in which will bring about the day in which Mesius Nefesh, Manhigim Shal Yisrael, will come, and the Goel will come. B'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.